Palm Coast Code Enforcement Board for Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. We'll call the meeting to order. Please rise and report the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a roll call.
Mr. Brennan?
Here.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. McDowell?
Present.
Ms. Medley?
Here.
We have a quorum.
I was waiting for somebody to say that, but you could say it.
Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the October 7th meeting?
I make a motion we accept the minutes as written.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? If not, ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the room, please make sure that your cellular phone is off so it does not disturb the meeting. If you're going to speak today, I want you to rise and be sworn in.
Or even if you think you might. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present is the truth, the whole truth, or and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. On the screen, you'll see the cases that have been withdrawn and continue for this meeting. If your case is up there, it will not be heard today. Our first case this morning is AI 44.
Move for Fernandez.
It's case number 2015-061249. It's a recurring case. It's the City of Palm Coast versus Alberto M. and Ruth E. Fernandez at 107 Point Pleasant Drive. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, respondent is present Code Enforcement Officer Romeo from the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite law including proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 16th day of February 2011, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the first day of September 2011, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 7th day of May 2013, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 22nd day of June 2015, giving one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 2nd day of November 2015, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative cost of $69.
It was $50 per day?
50, yes.
Is Alberto M. or Ruth E. Fernandez here? Come forward, sir. Were you sworn in?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you have to say about this, sir?
Well, that part wasn't my son that day. I never parked that truck there. I mean, it was a mistake to do it that day. But I'm from 96, I live in that house. I always park and go to the block that you see there, and I never had a problem with it. I mean, even the code inspector came by and told me that how long you've been parking like that. I said, well, since I've been here, and they said, well, it's okay, it's no problem. And now, they told me that it's even proper park.
Okay. Are you Albert?
I'm Albert, yes.
Okay. And you reside at 107 Point Pleasant Drive?
Yes.
Okay. Did somebody who told you it wasn't a problem give that to you in writing, sir?
No. It was his inspector that went by, asked me if I would park on the deck. Said, yes, since I moved in here in 96, and now they are giving me a problem. I know that truck's a long truck. That's why I told my son that I'll park it that way, park it in the driveway. I parked it more parts on that side. I have four cars. I only have a single car garage and a single driveway. So that's why I do it. It's not that I want to be a rebel or something like that, but I need to park my cars in a single house. That's why I built the cement there and I put some blocks so we can park a couple of blocks.
The vehicle that's on the upper corner, the white vehicle up there.
This one?
Yeah, that's from 11. It's 2011.
Yeah, you've got several of them there. There's several different violations that in this recurring order. And you understand what the city is recommending, sir. $50 per day. At the end of the week, that could be $350.
That's before I put the cement there. You can see that's an old picture. I already put the concrete there, and I extend the blocks there. So, and that Impala, that was a friend that parked there. That's not even my car. He just parked there that day. I didn't notice it.
If somebody parks on my grass there, I'm going to go out and tell them to move it. Believe me, so. Are there any other questions from the board?
It was just for a couple of hours. It's not that I parked the car there. It's not my car.
Is that a permitted use?
Are there any other questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order giving you 2 days to remove the vehicles off the or improperly parked properly, or pay $50 per day until the vehicles have been removed or improperly parked. There's an administrative fee in the amount of
$59.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered, sir.
So, I cannot park that way anymore.
No.
What? I cannot park my car there anymore.
You should have had to park there anyway. If you want to discuss how the fine will take place, the code enforcement officer is there to help. Our next case is AI 58.
Sir, you dropped your...
Case number 2015071621. It's a recurring case. The city of Palm Coast versus Allen Flats, 9 Bracken Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76B2, nuisance overgrown lawn.
Morning.
Where's the code officer?
Carlson Lewis Mendez of the City of Palm Coast. I enter into evidence City Composite 1, proof of proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date of time as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. I'm going to go through the dates and I'll show you the pictures, so that way make it easier. On the 29th day of September 2011, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 5th day of December 2011, a violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 25th day of June 2012, on the 20th day of August 2012, on the 4th day of March 2013, the 18th day of June 2015, violation was issued. And upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 12th day of August 2015, a violation of notice was issued, given 1 day to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance October 19, 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted before the code hearing as of today and has been corrected. This is the 8th notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative course.
Is Alan Flats here?
Yes.
Were you sworn in, sir?
Yes.
Could you come forward, state your name and your address?
My name is Alan Flats, and it's 9 Bracken.
Okay. What do you have to say in reference to this thing?
I've been having trouble with getting it mowed because my mower is broke down and I'm unemployed, and I've had health issues. And I'm just doing the best I can.
Okay. Board members, do you have any questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. There is a $53.50 administrative fee attached to that, sir. Since you're the next case, stand by. Our next case will be AI 59. Case number 20150806 48, also a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Alan Flats, 9 Bracken Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle and property parking.
Court also Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proof of popular service along with photographs of the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 19th day of June 2013, a notice was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 17th day of June 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on 12th day of August 2015, given one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance October 19th, 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted for code board. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
Okay, Mr. Flats, what do you have to say in reference to these cars and property park?
Well, at first I wasn't aware that that was illegal, but it hasn't happened in quite some time. I usually get somebody parks like that. I go out there and tell them to move it. I know you can park in the swells as long as there's a time when you can. But
that's
not true. Park in the swell, but there's no room on the driveway.
It's not parked in the swell.
But no overnight parking on any of the grass.
Are there any questions on the board members?
That doesn't seem to be that it's in the swale. That's in the middle of the lawn.
Well, I know. I didn't know that was the problem at first. But then I found out it was. And I wasn't there all the time. So I was working over in Gainesville. So I was gone all week.
Was someone staying at your home while you were gone?
Yes, there's my fiance lives there. So her kids come over. My kid comes over.
Are there any further questions? No, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. Again, a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, thank you, sir.
How long do I have for the...
You'll get the notice in the mail, sir, from the city. Anyway, thank you.
Okay.
Our next case is AI 20.
Doc Yell, that's broken.
It's case number 20150042042.
Two of them.
City of Palm Coast versus Alfred W. Lendort, 80 Comanche Court. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, dock elements broken. Good morning, sir.
wrong page.
Wrong one.
For the record, respondents present, Code Officer Mike Cassidy, the City of Pine Cove. I mean, every night, the city's deposit one, including proper service, along with numerous photos. Each photo shows the condition of the daytime dedicated and backstage spotlight. Current ordinance was written on the 27th day of April 2015, giving 10 days for compliance for dock condition repair. Property, notice of procedure to follow this case.
Oh, yeah.
We check the property conducted on a weekly basis since the warning notice was written and the violation has not been corrected. The loose dock boards have been removed. However, the outboard pilings, dolphin pilings, are still in place. The pilings pose a navigation hazard and are not allowed by city code. This is the first notice given to the violation of the property owner. And based upon testimony evidence, this case is to the president board and pose the following. Fine by base order C, they're giving 10 days to comply. The fine of $50 per day, and the administrative cost is $69.
How many days did you give the fine?
When was the first notice?
It was given on April
27th. 4/27. Okay. 10.
10 days.
There's Alfred W. Weingart here. State your name and your address.
Alfred W. Lehon, 80 Comanche Court.
Okay, what do you have to say, sir?
They wrote it up with some of the elements being missing. I took them all off. And now they're saying I have to take the pilings out where I tie the boat. I took all the elements that were loose off. The pilings are there. Now he says that I got to get an engineer company to pull the pilings out. I'm paying taxes to be on the water, tie my boat up. Why should I have to take those pilings out? What's the difference if the dock was there or the pilings are still going to be there?
It's a hazard.
I comply with what he said. Take the loose elements off. I take them off. Now he wants an engineer company to come and pull the pilings. Where do I get this money from?
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order C, giving you 10 days to correct the problem or pay $50 per day until the problem is corrected and administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, our next case is case number 20150212133, a Massey case. Same address, City of Palm Coast versus Alfred W. Lionheart, 80 Comanche Court, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, roof and disrepair.
For the record, respondent is present, Court Officer Mike Caddy from City of Palm Coast. On the hearing evidence, the city's deposit one, including proper service, after the original board order, along with numerous photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of May, 2015. The order was signed on May 12th, 2015, giving 60 days to comply, which was on the 13th day of July, 2015, for a fine of $50 per day. The property had been in violation from July 13th, 2015, through yesterday, November 3rd, a total of 114 days, $50 per day, a total fine of $5,700, with the fine to continue until the property comes into compliance. Based upon testimony evidence of case, the city requests the board impose the following. We ask the motion G, still in violation, and administrative cost is $69.50.
You understand the severity of this?
Right, this is the first I'm hearing about the $50 a day fine. When the problem came up, I went and took the work order permit out. Doesn't that covered me having a building permit to replace the roof, and I'm still being fined $50 a day.
This is since May.
I have a work orders permit, a building permit to do the roof. Barbara Grossman told me where I could go find the money to have it done. First of all, there's no money available in that program until after January of this next year. Where am I going to get $15,000 to replace a roof that has a few little patches on it? Unless you want me to do insurance for it with a hurricane or something like that and get a whole new roof like other people do, I don't do that. I got to get up the money to put a new roof on the house.
Okay. Is there an open permit on that?
Yes, a permit was applied for, but nothing had been done with it yet.
It was applied for, but nothing was...
In May.
Oh, it's been issued, sir. It has been issued.
Well, it has been issued.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long ago? The permit, how long ago was it issued?
Shortly after the code board case. It's been over a month.
That's May.
Okay.
I'm working on getting a loan to put the $15,000 roof on. There's no money available here in Palm Coast. Maybe Benel, they're putting roofs on for nothing, but not here in the C section of Palm Coast. There's no money available. So I have to come up with the $15,000. I'm 70 years old. It's kind of hard at that age.
It looks like this is not just a couple shingles. It looks like it's been temporarily tarped the whole length.
The whole roof has to be. I had roofers come there. I haven't. The whole roof's got to be replaced.
That's stripped and replaced.
I'll avoid this problem of every couple of years of having a leak. The roof is 15 years old. They say it has two roofs are on it. It's got to be taken off,
stripped,
and a new roof put on, and some required wood has to be changed. I got estimates.
For the record, there have been numerous permits pulled for this roof. Dating back quite a few years, those permits have either expired or canceled. This has been going on for quite some time.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any further questions?
Yeah. How long do you anticipate it will take to get that loan approved?
Well, I've been approved already. By the end of this permit, January 31st, the roof will be done. 3 months will be a complete new roof on the thing. I've been approved PACE, P-A-C-E, Property Assess Clean Energy. I don't know if you've ever heard this program, Al.
Do you have anything in writing, sir, that says that you've been approved?
Yes. Permission to approach the bench?
You would give it to our attorney?
No, give it to me.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Standpoint from a legal standpoint, obviously today is a mass hearing, so the purpose of today is to determine whether there's been compliance. And if there has not been compliance, to quantify the amount of the fine so that a order can be recorded to turn this into a lien. For purposes of determination of compliance, I would respectfully suggest that what we want to look at is the order to which he is or is not in compliance. Because he's arguing, the property owner's arguing, well, I've got a permit. My understanding of the order is that the property is to be fixed. And those are two very different things. They're obligated to bring this back to you for your consideration because the order is not going to comply with it. Apparently, there have been steps taken towards compliance. But from a legal standpoint, there is not compliance. And so it's your determination today to determine whether there's compliance, number one, and if not, what is the quantification of the fine?
But also the board does have the opportunity to determine whether they think there are any circumstances that would mitigate any fine or extension of the compliance date, right?
Absolutely. This is the city's position that those circumstances have been made very clear that this property should be brought in compliance by this company.
Let me ask
if you want to provide that to the city, sir, and let them comment on that.
Mr. Chair, I have a question. Sir, you are the property owner, is that correct?
No, the bank owns it. I pay them the mortgage.
But you pay the mortgage. and you have experienced leaks before. Did I understand that correctly?
A couple of years ago, I had a leak and I put a patch on it.
Okay.
And the neighbor complained about it. That's how it all started. 3 years went by, and I had another leak in April. I put another patch on it.
And the roof is at least 15 years old. Is that right?
The original
roof.
The second roof is 15 years old.
So, as a property owner, is maintenance to be anticipated on the property? To anticipate maintenance so that your roof doesn't leak and city doesn't have to tell you that your roof needs to come into compliance?
Well, first of all, a roof only 15 years old, I don't think it should leak.
No, it can't. Oh, yeah, it can't. Okay. Shingles is...
All right. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Have you issued an order to the roofer?
Yes, I have. The roofer from this program came and gave me an
estimate. So you have a written estimate?
Now.
And you've signed the estimate?
I've been approved for the loan. My next step is he's got to submit a commit here, eventually, you know, a new roofing commit, and then we'll go ahead and put the roof on. But there's a commit right now that I took out. Should cover. I hope it covers me until he puts his commit in. Mine was only a repair. His is a complete tear off.
Rip off and replace.
You can't do it on my permit. He has to take out a whole
Correct.
Commit.
Yes.
Are there any further questions?
Ladies and gentlemen, board, this is a massive case. We are, as was explained to us by the city attorney, that we are here to determine if it's still in violation, and since the violation has not been corrected, whether Massey case should take precedence in this particular case. Do I hear a motion in this particular case?
Mr. Chairman, I move that this case be continued for 60 days.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to continue this case for 60 days. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
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 I'll have a raise of hands, please. All those in favor, raise your hand. All those opposed?
It's a tie.
No, it's not. You've got a 60-day extension, sir.
I got 60 days.
And well, when I get the new roof put on in 60 days, that passed fine. Is that eliminated?
No.
No.
Sir, they didn't impose a fine. What they did was continue this case for 60 days. They, when it comes back, I'm answering your question. When it comes back, their original order gave you a certain date, 60 days, to get a final inspection from the original board date. They can impose a fine if it's not in compliance from that date.
I called the roofer up and they said, well, we didn't do the job. We're not going to give you the write-off, and the city of Palm Coast don't come out and inspect it.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's important that the record be clear. The fine is running.
Yep.
The purpose of today is just to quantify the amount of the fine. So, when this, from the city standpoint, this property has been in non-compliance for a substantial amount of time. And these actions by the city and by the code board are the only things that are bringing this property owner to the table to bring the property in compliance for the benefit of the city, his own safety, and his neighbors. And for that reason, I think it's important for the record to reflect that this fine is run. And when the property comes into compliance, the fine will stop.
And if it's not in compliance when it comes back and they enforce the order, then it's recorded and it becomes a lien on the property.
In other words, you're just telling me it's supposed to be $50 a day right now?
Yes. And it's going to run.
And how do I stop it? Do I have to get a lawyer now?
A final inspection.
That's what you do, deem necessary, sir. That's you're in violation, been found in violation of the city code. And if you think it's necessary to get an attorney, then that's what you have to do. I can't instruct you to do that.
The fine will stop under law when the property comes into compliance, sir.
I know that.
So you can spend
money.
Well,
what about the past fine? $7,000 to $8,000. You think I'm going to have to pay that?
You will have the right under Florida law and the city code to come back and ask this board if this fine has not been turned into a lien to reduce the fine.
Well,
the sooner that you get the property in compliance, the better your chances are of coming back to this board and asking this board for a reduction of the fine.
With the lawyer.
That's up to you, sir. Spend your money how you want.
All right, our next case will be... a
45. Case number 20150614214, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus David B. Ibasco, 190 Point Pleasant Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F,
Ibasco.
Vehicle and Property Department.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos did the technical conditions on the date of time indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 4th day of November 2011, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 19th day of January 2012, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 17th day of January 2013, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 4th day of April 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 20th day of June 2015, giving one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. The recheck of the property was conducted on the 22nd day of June 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order B, recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is Dahlia B. Idosco here?
Yes, sir.
Come forward, state your name and your address, please.
My name is Dahlia Idosco. I live in 192 Point Pleasant Drive, and the property is my rental property. And for the history of the recurring inappropriate parking, since it's a rental property, the present renter is not accountable from the past. She just started living in that property since last year. And she's with me.
So,
when I started
are you
renting
the tenant?
From, right. Okay. When we start renting property from rental center in Palm Coast, they did not give us nothing. We knew nothing about the parking. We didn't know anything about where we can park, where we can't park. Nothing about the City of Palm Coast. It's here's your rent, and that's it. As far as that car being parked there, we usually park it in dealer's property on the other chutes right next door, so we usually park it there. That day, she had a yard sale, and we had parked it there so the people could use the ditch for her yard sale. Not understanding that we weren't allowed to park there. That's the only,
Do you have a lease on this property?
We rent the property from Gillian.
Do you have a lease?
Yes.
Okay. There's probably something in that lease that you'd be responsible for any actions taken against the owner. Are you aware of that?
Right.
Have you read the lease?
Yes.
Okay.
Is but that it, doesn't, lease? It doesn't come as proper.
Okay. The city's recommending a no fine order this time. There is administrative costs in that amount, and I'm sure that the real estate company that is managing the property has a way of getting that money back from you. But you're now aware. Okay. And you have taken the initiative to correct the problem as was quoted by the code enforcement officer. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say
aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Okay.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. May I have the tenant's name for the record, please?
Chelsea Boyer.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 47. Case number 20150625A, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jesus Manuel and Amanda Pinzon, 13 Porpoise Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence in the city's composite one, proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. Just a note, this property was in violation for the overall conditions two times in 2011, three times in 2012, one time in 2013. On the 29th day of May 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 30th day of July 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 29th day of August 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 6th day of October 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 22nd day of June 2015, giving 2 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 25th day of June 2015, and a violation has been corrected. This is the 11th notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. No fine standing order B, recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Jesus Manuel or Amanda Pinzon here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Come forward, please.
I didn't swear when everybody stood up with the son of the leader.
Okay, if you could be sworn.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're
Right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
My name is Amanda Henson, and I live in 1340. The reason because the recurrent problem is, unfortunately, we are out of town most of the time. My son is there. He's supposed to take care of the property, more than long. And we have a machine, it broke down. He's borrowing from his friends. And now, lately, I've been paying for the deposit.
Okay, so you're testifying that this isn't going to happen again?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. All right, the city's recommending a no-fine order, but there is administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. Please keep it corrected.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 53. Case number 20150710405, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Kurt Solsted, 22 Beaver Dam Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Hello, Sir Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Excuse me. I'm entering into evidence city composite one-room proper service along with photographs of the depicted condition as the date and time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 16th day of January 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on 16th day of July 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance, I have it this morning, in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted and has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative cost.
Is Kurt Solstead here? Could you come forward?
I'm just saying, those are my work trucks.
Say that in front of the mic, sir.
I said, I'm the tenant over there. That's those are always my work trucks. I'm only on call once a week, a month. It's emergency service. Since then, I've gotten a tarp to put over it when the sewer thing has to be in my driveway when I'm on call.
Okay.
It's a pain in the butt, honestly. The tarp makes it look terrible. That brand new shiny van is covering looks like a broken down piece of junk, but you know, it has to be in the driveway every single 1 week a month, so.
Have you looked at the code, how the city code is written, sir?
I just know you're not supposed to have them in the driveway.
Right.
It's a cat, honestly, it's a cat and mouse game with all the contractors that have to be on call.
The city has in the city code that the only vehicles that would be considered emergency vehicles are police, fire, and vehicles that respond to the dispatch from the police or fire. And that doesn't get, your vehicle does not get dispatched from the sheriff's department. So that is not considered an emergency vehicle.
Well, when it's 10 o'clock at night, you got a 90-year-old woman down, and it's 100 degrees inside her house, I consider that an emergency, wouldn't you?
No. My office is down the street from yours. I operate 24 hours a day, and my vehicles are parked in my parking lot. That vehicle should be parked in the parking lot, and when you're on call, since you get paid at an extended fee for emergencies, then you should be able to drive from your house to your parking lot on Enterprise Drive, pick up your vehicle, and respond. There's a reason why they put a vehicle or emergency vehicles on there exclusively, because then everybody would be in town with an air conditioning truck, an electrician's truck, and everything else.
Plumbing truck.
It's not permitted under the city code whether you consider it an emergency or not. If you call my office, a normal service call is $75. If it's an emergency, it's $275. So I can afford to send my man from his house over to my driveway to pick up his truck. And most of those emergencies disappear until the normal working hours. So an air conditioning is not considered an emergency in the city of Palm Coast.
You're considering that's one call a night. The 7 months out of the year when it's hot, that truck's barely ever there until 12 o'clock at night, just for a few hours when you go to sleep and go back to the shop.
Okay. But it's not considered an emergency vehicle under the city code. Any further questions from the board members?
Have you talked to Doug John of Palm Coast Heat and Air? Because he's been in this town a long time, and I'm sure he knows how to cover.
If you have to have it in the driveway, cover it up, comply with the city's compliance, and went ahead and bought a cover big enough to cover that big, gigantic van, which was a pain in the butt to find in the first place. I didn't think they made covers that big to cover a big bird van like that. They do, and I bought one. When it is in the driveway, it is covered.
The situation here, sir, what I'm trying to advise you on, is you've seen other people over here that are getting fined $50 a day. Your landlord's not going to be too happy with you when he gets fined $50 a day for your vehicle being parked in his driveway. To avoid a hassle like that, what we're saying to you is don't park it in the driveway anymore. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Check.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Could I ask the tenant to please give his name for the record?
Oh.
Your name, sir?
James Webb.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 9.
Doug John, PC Doug.
Case number 20150711688, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Juan A. Melendez, 68 Partick Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. Code enforcement officer Sigala for City of Palm Coast.
and measuring with evidence is composite one for improper service along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on a date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 26th day of July 2012, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of April 2014, a notice of violation was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 2nd of August 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedure were followed in this and all cases, and weekly checks were made on the property. The recheck of the property was conducted on the 31st of October 2015, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property only. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, I recommend giving 1 day to comply, or a fine of $100 per day, and administrative cost of $69.
Is Juan A. Melendez here? State your name and your address, sir.
Juan Melendez, 68 Country Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference to this, sir?
I tried to comply. I took the ladders off, and I thought the logos were small enough for it to be like that.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Wait, have you thought of, you just saw this case before, the gentleman has to tarp it. Have you thought of putting a tarp over it?
Because that's... I'm buying another one today.
Okay.
He doesn't have a tarp. He had a custom cover, actually. That's what he had to go by.
Say that again?
The individual before had a custom cover. He couldn't tarp it.
If there be no further questions, do I hear a motion?
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order C, giving you 1 day to correct the problem, or pay $100 per day until the problem is corrected, and administrative costs in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case is AI 54. Case number 2015080288. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus James E. Erickson, 116 Berkshire Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D2, nuisance accumulation.
Photos and Louis Mendes for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one for improper service on the photographs that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 4th day of March 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 26th day of November 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of January 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 10th day of August 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance October 28th, 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted yesterday and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring, no fine standing order. Was $53.50 in the
trip. James E. Erickson here.
There we go. My name is Steve Thompson. I'm a tenant. I live here. I do construction. I move stuff. And I'm sorry I put it right there, but every time I get rid of it, I do scrap it out and take it in.
What is this?
This is the fourth violation that you...
Fourth violation, I guess.
Yeah. Yes, it's the fourth time.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Mostly that wasn't construction materials, though. I saw what looked to be
a remodel. When you know, people want to get rid of the refrigerator and I do the floor,
They said, you want that? I said, yes, ma'am, thank you. She said, yes, sir. And like I said, sometimes, you know, I get home late, and I got to leave early. I dump it, and I take care of the problem. I'm sorry.
Were there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order at administrative cost in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Don't go too far, sir. We got another case with you.
Yeah.
Our next case is case number 20150805 30. Also a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus James E. Erickson. 116 Berkshire Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, trailer improperly parked.
Court also those members of the City of Palm Coast. Mentor and attorney of the City Composite 1 from the Improper Service, along with photographs taken in the victim condition and dates as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 26th day of November 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of January 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 10th day of August 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice of procedures followed in all cases. Payments of compliance on October 28, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before the board as of yesterday and has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative costs. This is for improper parking.
All right, sir, what do you have to say in reference to the improperly parked trailer?
I pulled it around back and dumped stuff off, and then I look inside. I don't own a truck, I borrowed a trailer, and that's, you know, that one picture was before I even moved in, so I've only been here 2 years. Uh-huh. This will be my second year.
Are there any questions for the board? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. Again, a no fine order at administrative cost in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir, thank you.
All right, so you're going to ballot, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Our next case is AI 34.
Just got to go on a moment.
Case number is 20150700034. The City of Palm Coast versus Rosalind Williams Gentry, 37 Raintree Place. Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for a shed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Code Enforcement Officer Joe Best of the City of Palm Coast. Commencing into evidence, City Composite 1 for proper service along with several photographs. Current warning notes was written on June 29, 2015, giving 5 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures are followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday before code board and violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for this same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Fine violation order C, recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Is Rosalind Williams Gentry here?
Right here.
State your name and your address, please.
Rosalind Williams Gentry, 37 Ranger Place.
Could you speak into the mic, please? There you go. What do you have to say?
Well, like, that notice is the first one I've heard of. How do I leave in the house? It's actually being rented, so I didn't know the notice was there until I got the notification to come here. However, I do have things to get the shed removed. I just need some time. Like I said, it's been there for the past 14 years.
So, okay.
Are you the owner?
The owner.
Okay.
The house is yours?
It's your father's.
Are you saying that this shed is not yours?
Well, it is, but I'm saying it's been there for like the last 14 years. When I got the shed, it was I don't think a permit was necessary. I want to get a situation, however, I just did sometime.
You are aware it's in violation?
No, I am.
Well, the city's recommending that you get 5 days to remove that shed or pull a permit or pay $50 per day until the permit is pulled or the shed is removed.
Can I get a little report now? In 5 days is not enough time, sir.
Well, you can call Rogers Towing or one of the towing companies in the area. They put it on their flatbed, and it's gone in 30 seconds. Are there any further questions from the board members?
I mean, I'm not saying it's
I would have no time given up. Reasonable amount of time.
10 days?
10 or even 15. It's fine.
15, 2 weeks?
15 is fine. I mean, 15 days.
Except. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion, but please specify the length of time.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation with the adjustment of 15 days in compliance.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation extended to 15 days or pay $50 per day until the shed is permitted or removed. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. There's also a $61 administrative fee.
$69.
Okay. I got to get a new hearing. All right, next case. Don't go too far. Our next case is AI 35. Case number 20150700. The City of Palm Coast versus Rosalind Williams Gentry. 37 Raintree Place, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
Code Enforcement Officer Jeff Vest of the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, City Composite Law Improving Proper Service along with several photographs. Current notice of violation was written on June 30th, 2015, giving 10 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday before code board and violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board to post the following. Fine violation order C, recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Okay, Ms. Jeff.
This is for the loan, correct?
Okay.
This
is the same reference to
this one? Is a rental. It's a rental question.
It is a rental, so I will stop by over there on my way. I don't even know the end, so I will make sure I stop over there and make sure we didn't get a situation.
Okay, and you are aware that it's in violation?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order C, giving you 5 days to correct the violation or pay $25 per day until the violation is corrected at administrative costs in the amount of $61.
All $69.
$69.
That hearing aid is the new battery.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 26. Case number 20150301. It's a Massey case.
No, we've had this before.
City of Palm Coast versus Edward R. Collins, Jr. 15 Farmbrook Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
Good morning. For the record, respondents are present. Code Officer Rich from the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service, copy of the original board order, along with these photographs. The board heard this case on the 5th day of August 2015. The order was signed on August the 11th, 2015, giving 7 days to comply. The 18th of August 2015, or a fine of $50 per day. The property was in violation from August 19th, 2015 to November 3rd, 2015, for a total of 76 days. Fine $50 a day for a total of $3,750. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's request that the board impose the following. Massey motion F, in compliance. Administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions? Oh, sorry. Is Edward R. Collins Jr. here to come forward, please? State your name and your address.
My name is Edward R. Collins Jr. I'm from DC 15 Farm Brooklyn.
Okay. What do you have to say, sir?
Well, I was in Maryland since the last 14 months, was not aware of the vehicle because the vehicle has been there for like 3 years, project car. But it's the total cars all together, and I get more people coming up to want to buy the car. But regardless, the car has been back up in my car for it. Total cars all together, the tires went flat. Really, I did not see or aware of a notice at all. I never got called with a notice and never was informed that I had a notice. Otherwise, I would have did something about it. There's no way I'm going to take a fine. If it's a nuisance to somebody, I'm going to fix it. So I come back here to work on my house, went to work in Orlando, and going to take 5 months to work on my house, repair my house, get rid of anything that doesn't, if there's nothing there, but just to square up my house and everything for the next 4 or 5 months. But the vehicle itself, I was going to put a cover on it. I talked to the gentleman about putting a cover on it because he had made it for me. No problem. But since I was away, somebody broke into my laundry area that's directly facing the street. Somebody broke into the laundry area, stole my generator, stole my welding machine, stole my lawnmower. So I said, what's car cover going to do me to protect me here in this situation? This is nuisance. I don't like robbers. I said, okay, what I'll do is put up some wall. Block off my carport so when I'm not there, because I'm in Maryland a great deal of the time, block off the carport so it's going to be a garage type area and I don't have to contend with robbers or thieves. Forget about the old car. I'm worried about robbers and thieves. So covering it up is no problem, you know. But it's been sitting there for 4 years and I was up in Maryland and I had no idea that it was in code violation at this point.
4 years.
So now that I'm aware that it is, I just got to do something about it. You know, but I don't think that, I hope that I don't get fined for it, but I'm going to do it. In fact, I got a picture of cardboard. I just showed you. Oh, okay. But I did put up walls temporarily, and I'll have to get, and then I was yesterday, and they're 2-inch foam walls, 2-inch foam in the center with metal on the outside. And but as you can see, it's, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know how it's a nuisance to somebody. Because it's a car that's total car put together. It's not junk all over the place.
All right. So what you're saying is you want the car's been there for how many years, sir?
About 3 years. I got a 79 Corvette. And I got that 1940 Chevy today.
Okay, so are you saying that since it's been there for 3 years, you want the city to adjust that to $50 per day for 3 years?
No, I was hoping that they would not, because I would not. I would not. It's not, anyway, I just don't want to pay a fine for it. I'm going to do something about it. I'm down here to do something about it.
We're past that point. Okay. Are there any other questions from the board members?
Yes, I have a question for the CEO. How many days in violation was he?
76.
And what was your total? Because I overheard a different amount.
3750.
Well, 76 times 50 is 38.
Get a new battery.
To the city, can you enlarge that picture, please?
Yeah.
That's the 40 Chevy in the driveway?
Yeah, it should have been 38.
That's 1940 Chevy in the driveway. The car is totally, there's no parts all over the place. It's a total car. The only thing that makes that car look bad is that the tires went flat on it. But the fact that it hasn't been painted, it has to be primed up and painted. But I finished my Corvette first. But it's been sitting there, and it really, like I said,
yeah, purple car.
I get more people coming up wanting to buy this thing than it's
so much money.
It's a total car. It's not like I got junk all around the place or anything like that, you know. And apparently, the other neighbors didn't mind because it's been sitting there, and nobody ever questioned me about it. Pardon? But I was not aware that it was.
Mr. Chair. Okay.
This, ladies and gentlemen of the board, this is a massive case. Are there any other questions?
Yes. Well, it's not a question. It's regarding, and board member McDowell is correct. It's 76 times 50 is $3,800, not $3,750.
Yeah. $50 off.
Well, that's still cheaper than 3 years, right? All right. If there be no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
Somebody say something, please.
Friday 5.
Somebody say something.
If there be no further questions, I'll accept the motion on this case.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion to accept the city's recommendation. Do I have a second? Going once, going twice, going three times. Motion fails. Do I hear another motion?
This is tough.
Do I hear another motion?
I'd like to make a motion that we continue this case for 30 days.
Second.
This is a massive case.
I understand that.
Well, the point of the Massey is to set an amount. If the question is the amount, you can reduce it, increase it based on what you hear today. But continuing it doesn't get you anywhere but bringing it back and still having no decision.
That was my thought. Yeah. I don't think we can continue it.
Sure, we can. I'd like to make a motion that we do accept the city's recommendation, however, reduce the fine to $25 per day. For a total of, I think that comes to $1,900 total in fine, plus the $69.50 administrative cost.
No, continue.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Going once. Going twice. Going three times. Motion failed.
You actually have a motion to continue on the floor as well. That was seconded.
It was seconded?
Sure. Didn't I seconded it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the second. Okay. Since I have a motion and a second on this particular Massey case to reduce the fine to $25 per day.
The motion was to continue.
No, the continuance.
Continuance is still on the floor.
Did you just not say that? Are we allowed to consider?
You have a motion to continue for 30 days that was seconded. We need to address that before you get into anything else.
Okay, I didn't even hear the second on that. We have a motion to continue the case and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Nay.
No.
Let's see a raise of hands. All those in favor, raise your hand. I see two. All those opposed? I see five. Okay. Motion failed.
Now we're back to cost. $25 a day.
Okay, would you like to move your motion?
Could I ask a question? Doesn't he have the option, after it comes into compliance, to come back and ask for a reduction in the fine?
Okay. We've done that today already.
There's a time to do that. I proposed a motion.
It hasn't come into compliance yet.
Yes.
He is in compliance.
Oh, he is in compliance?
It is in compliance.
Okay.
Oh, I stand corrected.
I'll make a motion to reduce it to $12.50 per day for 76 days. And no, I haven't done the math on that, but that's half of 25.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to reduce the fine down to
$12.50
per day, bringing that down to $950.
I'll take your word for it.
And administrative fee in the amount of $69.50. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Okay. Motion passes. All right. The second case on this is AI 27, case number 20150303743. Also a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus Edward R. Collins, Jr., 15 Farmbrook Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
The respondent is present. Officer Richard, the City of Palm Coast. admitting into evidence the city's composite providing proper service, a copy of the original board order along with the photographs. This case was heard by the board on the 5th day of August, 2015. The order was signed on the 11th of August, 2015, given 7 days to comply. It would have been the 18th of August, 2015, or a fine of $50 per day. The property was in violation from August 19th, 2015 to September 20th, 2015 for a total of 62 days. Fine of $50 a day for a total of $3,100. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, see the question that the board imposed the following. Ask the motion F in compliance now. An administrative cost of $69.50.
Right, Mr. Collins? On the second violation of rubbish, trash, and garbage, what do you have to say, sir?
Sir, when I left last year and went to Maryland, the car was sitting there the engine season. And I had no idea. You know, I could see it if I had trash or rubbish and stuff all over the place. But it's just a car engine in the car. That's a car engine right there where that hand, where that cursor is. And there's the engine, and that's my car. Now, I've been up in Maryland, and I come back down here, and the only thing I see on my garage is a yellow notice that says something about the rubbish. That's the only thing I see. The guy sends me a picture. I have lawn service. I'm paying $60 a month for lawn service. The guy sends me a picture. Hey, man, your yard is looking good. They never said anything about a notice. I never got anything in the mail. I never got a phone call about it. Otherwise, I would have avoided having to pay this type of fine. Now, I'm not going to sit up there and talk about other people's carports and what they got. But this is just a full car and an engine sitting up in my yard ready for me to work my project. And I'm getting fined, like I got trash all over the place. You know, like it's total garbage. And that's not so. Not to be fined like that. And sit here and watch people that have stuff in their yard that's not up. But all of a sudden, I'm out of town. I have no idea. And it's all right when I leave. It's all right all the way up to 70 days ago, which is what? Which gives me 10 months, 9 months of it being okay, and now all of a sudden it's not okay. I don't have a clue on it, and I come back, and it's like, man, thank goodness I came back down here. To at least, but I'm ready to correct it. But if any way in the world that a car sitting in the driveway, just because it doesn't have paint on it, then I should be getting fined like that. It's out of my control, except for me to do something about it.
Are there any other pictures?
Yeah, really.
I'm down here to do something about it. That's why I came down, to do something about my house. And that's not right there. It's not even what bothers me. The bother me is that my trim work on the house I got to paint. Not the car and stuff. That's not the nuisance. The nuisance for me is the way my house looks around the rest of the neighborhood. That's how I feel about it. It's not as much the car. I get more people coming up wanting to buy the car. Okay. But to get fined like that, you know, is for something that I wasn't even aware of.
Okay. Are there any other further questions?
Do we have other photos?
Do we have any other pictures?
That's the original. That was from the original March the 17th from a neighborhood complaint for the car and the engine block that's been sitting there forever.
Okay. And that's what's being considered as the trash, rubbish?
That falls under that statute.
And
the vehicle being inoperable and flat tires.
I merged the two together.
Is it my car?
And that would have been the evidence you received when you found him in violation in the first case.
Okay, but ladies and gentlemen on board, again, this is a massive case. We're not here to determine whether there's a violation of the code. We're here to determine whether we continue this massive case.
It's in compliance right now.
Well, again, the Massey case is to determine the amount to set the fine for recording, essentially. It's been running since the date of your first order, and it wasn't in compliance. It came into compliance after 62 days. based on what you hear today, you can determine whether to impose the penalty as you originally set in your order or whether to make modifications of it. Continuing it doesn't really get you anywhere because you just come back and you're right here. It's already in compliance.
Is it in compliance?
Yes.
He has since put a small tarp over the engine block. Oh. It's still there, visible.
I have a question for Mr. Collins.
Tarp over top of it, what does it mean? If what's under? If the tarp is over top of it, it's covered.
I have a question for Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins, it appears that these issues, according to you, are coming to the fore because you've been unaware of them.
Yes,
it appears to me that your mailing address must be 15 Farmbrook Lane. There's evidence presented to us that you have been properly notified in according with the statutes. It would seem to me that these events, these and future potential events, could be addressed by you having your mail forwarded or by changing your address for contact. The evidence is clear. You have been notified. If you were not here, that is not the city's problem. We can be as sympathetic as possible because you're out of town, but the notification just simply is not a defense.
When I came down here, it was one notice hanging. Now, if somebody takes the notice down, the neighbor threw beer bottles in my yard, if that stuff right there happens, I can't control what those other people do. Now, if I come down and there's nothing up there showing, I just had the one, and I could barely read it. I still got it right here. That within a week, when I came down, it was marked the 5th. On the 12th, I got down here. And that thing right there, I could barely read it because of the water it hit. I could barely read it. I got it right here.
Mr. Collins, the city sends all notices to the address you have given the property appraiser or the tax collector. So if they don't have your Maryland address, then the city's going to send it there. But I would suggest you give the code officer your alternate address today so they can send it to you if there's anything in the future.
The city's recommendation, the violation was in effect for 62 days. And the city's recommendation at that time was how much? $25 a day?
50. 50.
50 per day.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion.
Excuse me? Okay. We have no further questions. I'll accept the motion.
I move that the... One thing.
Go ahead. So if I got an engine sitting there, and I got a tire sitting over there, does that keep getting rang up as this separate from this, so that it gets to be two or three violations? I mean, does it? Do you go around the side and say, "Oh my goodness, he has a couple of tires for the car sitting over here. This ring up for this, rubbish over here, and this right here. Is this engine right here considered to be part of the car as part of the nuisance?" Or is it saying that engine said that's rubbish? That's rubbish. I mean, okay, I'm getting rang up for two. I'm getting fined for two things. Like I said, if I would have known about it, I wouldn't have had this situation. You know, but it's, am I going to get fined for this and this when it's all the same thing? I could see it if I had a junkyard. You know, I could see it. But then go ahead. I'm sorry. It's just frustrating for you.
Board members. No further questions. I'll accept the motion.
I move that we accept the city's recommendation with the reduction of the fine to $1 a day.
I have a motion on the floor to accept the city's recommendation and reduce the fine to $1 per day. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
Okay. On this particular case, sir, the fine has been reduced for 62 days, so it would be $62. That's not a fine, sorry, that's a Massey case. So there will be an attachment on the property in the amount of $62 plus the $69.50 administrative cost. Our next case, ladies and gentlemen, will be... AI 66 and 67.
Who's this Melbourne guy to?
66?
Yes.
What
number?
66 and 67.
Right.
Well, is it?
131 Whispering Pine Drive.
No, I have to go up to 64. No, we go up to 64. AI 64 is the last case.
64?
That's the last one that I've got on my sheet. Yes.
Yeah, evidently it's in print out.
No.
There, it goes to 67.
Oh.
So that's a clerical error.
66 and 67 at 131 was Spring Pine Drive.
You got 131 and 67 would be 134. But 66 is 131.
I don't have a 66 here.
No, you don't have it. No, we go to...
We end at 64.
Yeah.
Our cases end at 64. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I've got to revise it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, our next case is AI 66, which is case number 20150-7-1442. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Misty DeLong, 131 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Hello, so Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence City Composite 1 for improper service of all my photographs taken at the particular date and time as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 16th day of February 2010, a notice of violation was issued. Upon inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 14th day of January 2011, a notice of violation was issued. Upon inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 1st day of July 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd day of July 2015, given one day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance the 29th day of July 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 3rd of November, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring, no fine standing in order, plus $53.50 administrative cost.
Is Misty DeLong here?
Yes. My name is Misty DeSalo. Good morning. This is my married name. DeLong is my maiden name. I live at 131 Whispering Pine.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to the parking of commercial
vehicles? We took all the magnets off the truck. Initially, I thought it was a magnet. You know, we had signs on our truck, which were really good for advertising, which we don't do anymore because they're not in compliance. So I'm not sure what it's a regular pickup.
It's the right.
I'm not sure what
the ladder
have signs on it.
It's
so I don't know.
It's the ladder.
What is that on top of the truck?
It's a ladder.
A walkboard.
Okay.
Ladder type walkboard. So it just can't be anything on the vehicle, ever, in the driveway.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? And it was $53.50 with the administrative?
Yes.
Administrative costs. Thank you. Our last case before we take a break will be AI 18. That is case number 20150-7-1037, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Alicia Lynette and Tanika Fennell, 10 Zollinger Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a trailer with jet skis.
For the record, the respondent is present. Code Officer Fisher, for the City of Palm Coast. I'm ending bring in evidence that these combined include proper service along with numerous photographs. On the 30th day of June 2015, the notice of violation was written, and upon the inspection, the violation was corrected and the gate was closed. Current notice of violation was written on the 22nd day of July 2015, to be one day to comply. Compliance did not occur until August 24th, 2015. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before full board on the third day of November 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation of this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: no fine, standing order fee for recurring violation and compliance, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Alicia Lynette and Tanika Fennell, or Tanika Fennell? Okay.
Come
forward.
Raise your right hand.
Raise your right hand.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, state your name and your address in the microphone, please.
My name is Alicia Fennell.
And your address?
Please. Yes. 10
Okay, what do you have to say, ma'am?
I have never seen this guy. This is the only thing that I ever got. He has always talked to my son. My son does not live with me. My son said he's in Jacksonville. I was not aware of any jet skis. Him and I talked one time about the trailer being there. I corrected the problem. Since then, I have had cameras put up on my house to rectify the problem. I work all day. I lost my husband a couple months ago. So I work all day. I'm never home. I'm going from 5 a.m. in the morning to 8:30 at night. There's no jet skis at my house. I do see the pictures there. But like I told you, I don't have any jet skis at my house right now. This is the only notice that I have ever got. I have even called the city code and talked to them and asked them why they're staking my house up and putting all these violations on. I do know my son owned a jet ski. He comes down from Jacksonville and he rents his jet skis out. But I'm gone. This is the only notice that I have.
Okay, are there any questions from the board members?
Your name, Larry?
Yes.
Larry. Yeah, right. I spoke to you one time about the trailer being there in the yard, and I corrected the problem. This is the only notice I got about that. I didn't have any more problems before about any jet skis or trailer park in my yard. Like I said, I got cameras since then.
Okay. The city's recommending a no-fine order, ma'am.
Well, what's that, sir?
They're recommending a no-fine order. There are administrative costs, but it's a no-fine order the city's recommending. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50.
Correct.
You got it.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Oh, sorry. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a 10-minute break. We'll be back at 10:40. We continue on with the code enforcement board meeting on November 4th. We'll go start with AI-1, based on 20150400025. It's a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Keith and Jane S. Wasmuth and Brooke Juanita Holy Cross, 94 Park Drive, Land Development Code 11.02.05A1, removal of trees without a permit or authorization.
Oh.
Sorry. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, responding to my resident, landscape specialist John Burdett. I'm entering into evidence suit composite one, proving proper service, and a copy of the original board order, along with several photographs. This case was heard by the board August 5th, 2015. The order was signed on August 11th, giving 5 days to comply, which would have been August 20th, for a fine of $100 per day. The property was in violation from August 20th, 2015, to November 3rd for a total of 75 days at $100 per day for a total fine of $7,500. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. The mass in motion G is still in violation and the administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Cut trees, as we see it, they're still lying on the ground, or they've been removed?
No, the debris has been removed.
Okay. Has there been any response from the owner regarding the lack of getting a permit?
No, they cut the tree down without a permit.
I know. Do they understand it? That is the no, they're in violation of the code.
The recourse is that they replaced a replacement tree. 12 to 15 feet
in height, 95-gallon
size.
And are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 2. Case number 201504031, also a Massey case. City of Palm Coast versus the Group Gulf of Palm Coast, LLC, 398 Lakeview Boulevard, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Code Enforcement Officer Esposito for the City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, providing proper service, and a copy of the original board order, along with several photographs. The facts of the case are as follows. This case was heard on August 5th, 2015. The order was signed on August 8th, giving the owner 14 days to comply, which would have been August 27, 2015, or a fine of $500 per day. The property was in violation from August 27th through yesterday, November 3rd. That's a total of 69 days and $500 a day for a total fine of $34,500. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G is still in violation, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this board may remember that this was the opposite of the case involving
Tansas Woods. Tansas Woods.
And it is closed. It's not being operated as a golf course at that time of your first hearing, and obviously not today either. There was representatives, there were representatives of the current owners at your last hearing. And they remember the issue was this. There were other issues out there, but the issue for your consideration at the last hearing had to do with the property maintenance, specifically the landscaping and the overgrowth and that problem out in that community. And as I'm sure all of you are aware, this is a community where you have fairways, what used to be fairways, running through the neighborhoods and behind houses and other properties. One of the issues that came up in the last meeting, and that's really why I wanted to jump in, is that the city had originally taken the position, well, it has to be maintained and mowed to bring it into compliance like it was a golf course. And of course, that was not the case. No. Bringing in compliance with our code, it would have to be maintained like any other property, but not necessarily as a golf course. So I want to make sure that you understand that the city understands that these pictures are not being brought to you. The city's position is not in compliance because it doesn't affect the golf course. City's position is it's in violation still because it's not in compliance with the code. And I think you can see this is it's not that it's not a golf course type of condition. You've got weeds and overgrowth that are 2, 3, 4 feet high, and that's what's violating the code. So I just want to make sure that we're still on the same page with you. And the reason it's coming back is that the facts that you're hearing today are consistent with the code that was agreed upon, was understood, and acknowledged as being understood by the violator at the last hearing.
We simply wanted them to cut the grass, right? Basically, we didn't want them to put back fairways or make it look like
correct.
A golf course again, but at least cut the grass.
And
right?
The city's position today is this is what you're seeing. So it's not a violation because it doesn't look like a golf course. It's a violation because it doesn't comply with the code because it's just overgrown.
When the owners were here, he indicated, to at least to my understanding, that they were going to be out there, and they were out there cutting all this grass and stuff. Have they actually done anything?
They've attempted to mow.
They've attempted.
I'm going to say half of the course has already started to grow back. When I came the first time to present the case, we talked about some kind of minimum standards and getting them on a schedule. The way the board ruled was basically wanted them to mow it. We gave them the 15 days to get it mowed, and they have not done that. And some of them still, it's very roughly mown. It's still 5 feet high some places.
I don't think I believe Barbara told us that, or someone told us that they wanted it mowed every day, 4 holes a day, which would be the 18 holes by the end of the week. So you couldn't do it. He had one machine out there, I believe, when I saw it. And,
Please understand, we don't have this board and city is not taking a position about this. The city is not taking a position. How they bring in compliance? Just that they bring in compliance. If they want to do it 4 holes a day, if they can get enough mowers out there, they can do it 18 holes once a week. That's not how, we're not dictating to them. We're just looking at the consequences, the results.
Essentially, he was given 14 days to get those 18 holes, that area mowed, not bring it back to like a golf course, but mow it, and then once you get it mowed, maintain it.
Correct. Okay. That's what your order says.
Mr. Chairman, I believe it was going to be 1 foot high would be the maximum.
Right here.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, for clarification, since everybody wasn't here, the exact wording, and this is from a transcript, that was agreed to by the city and the golf course was that an acceptable standard for compliance going forward is that the property be, quote, clear of weeds and overgrowth from box to tee and to properly maintain the lake and storm drainage. That was exactly the wording that the city and the respondent agreed to. So this is clearly not within that standard.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept
the
motion.
Make a motion.
Did you say the respondent was here?
No.
No.
No. I'm sorry.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you very much.
Our next case is AI 6, case number 20150905. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Francis Palmer. 36 Burroughs Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, Vehicle and Property Park.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm mentioning the evidence the city's deposit one approved in proper service along with numerous articles. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 12th day of March 2011, a notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of April 2015, a notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 1st day of July 2015, a notice was written upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. Obviously, this is a recurring violation case we're hearing. This current notice was written on the 31st day of August 2015, giving 30 minutes to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case and other cases. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 3rd day of November 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the 4th notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a no fine standing order B. This is for recurring violation and compliance, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So
done.
The next case is AI 7, case number 2015-060408. The City of Palm Coast versus Anthony J. Gardner. 23 Butternut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for a fence.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering the evidence. The city's composite one drive through, excuse me, composite one proving proper service along with the numerous photographs. The current notice was written on the 9th day of June 2015, giving 3 days for compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 3rd day of November 2015, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a fine, violation, order C. City is recommending 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and administrative costs of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has there been any communication from the owner back to us regarding this? Because this is an old fence, obviously. This is not something that's installed a year ago.
It hasn't been final. He had taken the fence down, and then he put up another fence, or he put back the same fence. This is the one that had the utility trail behind the property. So
he put it back up, but still never applied for a permit.
Correct. It hasn't been final. It has to be final.
Are there any further questions? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 10, case number 2015-071557, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Jason Hamburg, 18 Emmons Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
For the record, respondent's not present. Code Enforcement Officer Ballard for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with numerous photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 11th day of August 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 31st day of July 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida Statute Chapter 162.6.3 and 162.9.1. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of July 31st to August 12, 2015. Rechecked the property was conducted before the Code Board on the 13th day of August. The violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board note the following: D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $1,000 a day for 13 days in violation for a total of $13,000 and administrative cost of $74. This is the 10th time.
Oh.
He's the one. Are there any questions from the board members?
What's the owner's position on this? Has he stated anything?
In the past, he stated he didn't care and some other issues. He just brings it when he wants to. I will say that it has been in compliance since this matter, since he removed it on this one.
Is he aware of the severity of the fine?
I would assume so.
He might as well sell that boat.
I have one question. The city's recommending $1,000 per day fine.
Yeah, because of 10 violations.
Our book over here shows that an RV, boat, trailer, and driveway maximum can go as 150. It says here, as a general rule, in addition to considering the status requirements related to fines for violations, the board shall impose fines as follows. First violation for that is $50. First repeat is $50, and subsequent repeats are $100. So that puts it at $150 per day. And the city's recommending, I'm not questioning what the city wants to do, but
why
are we going from 150, which our guideline is, to $1,000 a day?
Times.
Is it because of
10 times.
10 repeats?
Yes.
10
times.
This is what this board did last time. It was 1,000 a day.
Mm-hmm. And you certainly can take that into consideration.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Has he been
fined? I'll accept the motion.
Has he been fined before?
Yes.
Did he pay the fine before?
No.
Do we know?
Any further questions? I'll hear a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to hear to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you.
13,000.
Our next case is AI 12, case number 2015-060013. Oops, sorry. Disregard that one. Our next case is AI 15, case number 2015-071044, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Rodney F. Folima, 33 Sea Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service and a copy of the original board order and all several photographs. These photos that I took, the conditions and the date and time to indicate facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 10th of September 2012. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 16th of July 2015, giving the appropriate time to comply. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of 9 days, 7-16-15 to 7-24-2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before this code board, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day, for 9 days for a total of $450, administrative cost of $69.50.
Wow. Are there any questions from the board members?
Got a lot of grass.
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 16, case number 2015-081259, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Joseph G. Casanova, 53 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
At the boat.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I am opening the evidence the city's composite proof of proper service and a copy of the original board order, all of their photographs. These photos that are subject to the conditions and the dates and times indicated, facts of the case as follows. The respondents previously found a violation in the same code on the 5th of April 2013. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 24th of August 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of 2 days, 8/24 and 8/25. A recheck of the property was conducted before a code board, and the violation has been corrected. This is repeat number six. Based upon the testimony and the evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Violation D, requesting a fine of $1,000 a day for 2 days, total of $2,000. Administrative cost is $72.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Six violations.
I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, Our next case is AI 17, case number 2015 071048, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Andrei and Laya Kravchuk and Aliska Kozlova. 111 Seattle Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Chris Sherrill for the City of Palm Coast. Everything is evidence the city's deposit proving proper service, a copy of the original board order, along with several photographs. These photos that I took depict the condition of the date and time indicated. Facts of the case as follows. This fine was previously found in violation of the same code on the 13th of February 2013. Violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 16th of July 2015, giving you the appropriate time, required time to comply. Respondent was a repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of 1 day, 7/17/2015. I rechecked their property before code board, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Violation D, comply, fine 1 day, $150 a day, and administrative force of $70.50.
Is there any question from the board members?
Has the same vehicle been the one that's in violation all the time?
The U-Haul?
The truck and the...
No. The other time was a trail.
Because, I mean, this looks like somebody's moving.
No, he's got a car trail on the back of his truck. He said he's had that day before during lunch hour. At another time, and I told him long it was lunch hour, that would be fine, and I monitored it, and he was not within the hour.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 22, case number 2015. 071210 AI 23.
Correct.
Case number 2015-071127. The City of Palm Coast versus Sim J and Kang Pang, 7 Crossgate Court West, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76, nuisance, trees on the seawall.
Tires. No, seawall. Hearing aid 1 minute, his class is the next.
You get older by the minute.
For the record, respondent not present, Court Officer Mike Gadd.
He's painted nice and white.
Rendering evidence to deposit one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the condition that it takes, the times indicated, the facts of the case as follows. Current warning notice written on the 16th day of July 2015, giving 10 days for compliance for painted tires on the seawall at this address. Proper notice and procedures filed in this case. Recheck the property is conducted on a weekly basis since the notice is written and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given from the same violation on this property and property owner. And based upon testing and evidence in this case, the city requests the board to vote the following. Fine violation order C. Recommend giving 5 days to comply, fine of $50 per day, and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is the owner have any reason why the tires are there just as a bumper for his boat? Because he's got his dock.
He had a hard time docking his boat.
I'll be honest.
This is bumper parking.
I went
through. Bumper parking.
I bumped him up in the car. Actually, giving phone calls, and he had to respond back. And he's driving the neighbor's house.
Tires of you in the.
Yeah, I talked to the gentleman originally, and we agreed that he could get regular bumpers, maritime bumpers to hang down there, but.
The kind that are on a rope. Right,
they're
rubber and they're
rubberized,
cylinder
shape.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Half
cylinder.
Thank you.
Both fenders.
Didn't know you were talking about square bumpers. He was thinking round bumpers.
I'm not sure.
Tires have been used for boat bumpers for many years in many places. Vegas, not Palm Coast.
Is the problem
used
that
on tugboats all the time?
The used tires and whatever will, when the water comes up, it goes into the system. Is that it?
Barbara Grossman, code enforcement manager for the city of Palm Coast. This was complaint driven. It's not in keeping with the aesthetics of the community. Yes, they do have arenas that do have tires. It's not uncommon, but the tires itself is not keeping with the neighborhood. So the alternative is to actually use a fender that is a marine fender. So we're not stopping him from renting his vehicle, his vest.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so moved.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 28, case number 20150813 78, a recurring case, the city of Palm Coast versus Teresa M. Carey, 18 Farmbrook Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Richard, City of Palm Coast, I'm entering into evidence city's composite one providing proper service, along with photographs. These photographs put the conditions on the date and times as indicated. Fact certification as follows.
Ten times.
On the 10th day of September 2012, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 16th of October 2012, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th of November 2013, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th of October 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 26th of August 2015, giving 2 days to comply. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 3rd of November 2015. The violation has been corrected. The fifth notice given for the same violation property of the property owner. Based on testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the rule close the following. Notifying standing order B, recurring violation in compliance, administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20150803 75. The recurring case, the city of Palm Coast versus Donovan A. Samuels, 134 Ferndale Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D, parking of a camper.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer for the City of Palm Coast. I mean, entering in evidence, city's composite providing proper service, along with seven photographs. Photographs depict the conditions on the date and times indicated. Facts are the case as follows. The 11th of August 2014, a notice was issued upon reinspection violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 3rd of February 2015, the notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 13th of July 2015, the notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 6th of August 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted on the 3rd of November 2015, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation of property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requesting the board impose the following. The fine standard will be recurring violation and compliance. Administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Looking at this house, this is a duplex then, so this is a rental property?
That's correct.
So that's the tenant's
trailer?
That's correct. We're finding the owner.
Okay. I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 31, case number 20150805 95. A recurring case, the city of Palm Coast versus Kevin R. Evans, 6 Frank Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D. Weeds and overgrowth.
Code Officer Rich, City of Palm Coast. For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with numerous photographs. Photographs depict conditions on the times indicated. Facts of this case as follows. First day of September 2011, a courtesy notice was issued. On reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case is closed. The 30th of April 2014, a notice is issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 27th of June 2014, a notice is issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The 27th of August 2014, a notice is issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th of May 2015, a notice is issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 11th day of August 2015, given 3 days to comply. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. Rechecking the property was conducted on the 3rd of November 2015. The violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given to the same property. Violation of property and property over. Based on testimony evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Defined standing order B, recurring violation in compliance. Administrative cost of $5,350.
Was there any questions from the board members?
Has the owner ever responded to all of these requests?
No, sir.
If there are no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 33, case number 2015-040402, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jeffrey Charles and Carrie Bernice Adams. 96 Frontier Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, no permit for outdoor plumbing.
We had this before.
Is that the same as the outhouse?
No. We had this one before.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich for the City of Palm Coast.
We had this before.
The deposit providing proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. This case was heard by the board on the 5th of August 2015. The order was signed on the 11th of August 2015, giving 5 days to comply, which had been the 16th of August 2015, and $150 per day. Property was in violation from August 17, 2015 to November 3rd, 2015, for a total of 78 days, $50 a day for a fine of $3,900. Based on the testimony that was submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation, an administrative cost of $6,950.
Are there any questions from the board members?
I know we've heard this before. Has he responded in any way? This situation's been sitting for...
Yes, sir. No, none at all. And I would throw it for other violations, too, other than outside of that. So he's getting them.
It's essentially still like that?
Yes, ma'am.
And this is a do-it-yourself plumbing job, right?
Yes.
Is that irrigation plumbing?
It's run from, it was originally brought to my attention by the building department. They were there doing inspection on another item of his and noticed that. And it's run, he's ran his plumbing from out of the house into like a portable bar.
And what was the total of the fine, you said?
$3,900.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 37. Case number 2015-060719. The City of Palm Coast versus Lisa M. Anaheim. 24 Ryland Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Jeff Festa for the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, City Composite 1, proving proper service 1, and set of photographs. Current notice of violation was written on June 12, 2015, giving 10 days to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday before code board, and violation has not been corrected.
This is the first notice of the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board about the following. Fine violation order city. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 20150703335, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Dong and Ling Mahjong, 15 Peninsula Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Roman of the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one with improper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of May 2013, a notice was written and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 14th day of August 2014, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 6th day of March 2015, a notice was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice was written on the 6th day of July 2015, giving 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted on the 8th day of July 2015, and the violation has been corrected. It's the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. A no fine standing order B, recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 20150612 52. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus John and Sherry Blevins, 17 Portland Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one, including proper service, and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 3rd of February, 2012. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 22nd day of June, 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida statutes. Respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code from June 22nd, 26th, July 5th, July 11th, July 12th, and July 17th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 28th day of July 2015, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Complied repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 6 days in violation totaling $900, and administrative cost of $70.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has he responded to any previous requests regarding this? It's the same vehicle?
This is a no-post house. We don't communicate with him.
That's why the notice was up on a stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a what?
No post.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 49, case number 20150661637. A repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Gerardo A. Aguilar, 58 Postview Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 5th of September 2013. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 27th of June 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida statute. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of June 27th to June 29th, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 1st of July 2015, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: comply repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $150 a day for 3 days in violation, totaling $450, and an administrative cost of $70.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Violation regards A, the trailer, and B, the box trailer. You got two vehicles involved?
Just, yeah. The next day, another trailer was there, but it's still available.
Yeah.
Are there any further questions?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 50, case number 2015-080898, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Carl W. Laundry, the third. 87 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34F, vehicle and property parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence that this city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 4th of June 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 17th of August 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida statutes. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code on August 17th, August 22nd, and August 24th, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 26th of August 2015, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: comply with repeat violation B, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 3 days, totaling $300. An administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 51, case number 2015-080365.
52, you mean? 51 is withdrawn. Huh? You said 51. That's what's been withdrawn.
52. I'm sorry. That's AI 52. Case number 2015-080365. A repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Scott Dominic and Robbie Dominic Throne. 31 Euthorne Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C. Parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for proper service and a copy of the original board order along with numerous photos. These photos that I took depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows.
Sure.
The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 6th of October 2014. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice was written on the 6th of August 2015, giving the appropriate required time to comply as per Florida statute. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code on August 6th, August 7th, and October 12th. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 13th of October 2015, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following: complying with repeat violation D, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 3 days, totaling $300, and administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This again is a note post. That trailer there that he gave his nice note that he's some kind of a jerk. That takes up half the road. Yeah. That's a sheriff's department violation, correct?
Yeah.
It's in the street.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Our next case is AI 56. Case number 2015-040615. The City of Palm Coast versus John D. Murphy and Barbara L. Hall. 10 Beverly Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76B2. Nuisance, tarp on roof.
We just about sealed. We're going to have shot
here. Correct. Coral Salus Mendes for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite one proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the condition and date time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of July 2015, giving 30 days to comply. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. We checked the property as of yesterday and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should report the following. I will proceed. Fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day for $69 administrative costs.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is this the result of the tornado we had?
Yes, I've spoke to the owner a few times, and they actually said they were going to be here, but I guess they changed their mind. they keep having problems with an insurance company, and it's been going on since then. But they haven't produced any paperwork either. You know, I keep telling them to produce paperwork so I got something to work with instead of just taking the word for it. So he said he's just going to remove the tarp. He said he was going to do it on Tuesday. Tuesday came and went, and it was still there. So I brought it here.
Have they indicated that they've received any settlement from their insurance company at all?
The insurance company keeps saying yes and no, yes and no. But like I said, I told them to produce something.
If he removes the tarp, he's going to wind up with leakage because the tarp is obviously covering.
He said he claims he works on roofs. He just rather have the roofing company do it. Like I said, I told him to pull a permit and show that at least you get something done. He hasn't done that. Like I said, he hasn't produced anything of any insurance company either.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
So make a motion. We accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next case is AI 60. It's case number 2015-070553, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Lina and Gary Rose, 3 Butternut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the response not present. Coral Salus Mendes for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city composite 1, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition and days, times indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 17th day of December 2014, a notice of violation was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of July 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance on October 1st, 2015. Recheck of property conducted before full board. The violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring. No fine standing order. Plus $53.50 in newspaper.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 62, case number 2015-061513. The City of Palm Coast versus Gino G. and Carmelina Impelizzeri. 8 Piedmont Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B. Parking in a swale from 1 to 6 a.m.
For the record, response not present. Coros Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. Mentor to evidence city composite one proving proper service with photographs taken that depict the condition and date time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows.
6 o'clock in the morning.
The current notice of violation was issued on the 25th day of June 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. It came into compliance August 6, 2015. Recheck of the property conducted before code board. The violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 63, case number 2015-071443, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Rodney F. Folima, 33 C Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Gentlemen, standing by the door.
What are these funds not present? We're also Luis Mendez of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence city composite one, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the condition, date, time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 23rd day of February 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 19th day of March 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on 23rd day of July 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures followed in all cases. Came into compliance August 5th, 2015. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring. No fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
Are there any questions from the board member?
Has he responded to any requests, knowing that he's got a commercial vehicle parked here day, night?
Well, he stopped. So
he what?
He stopped. He's in compliance.
Okay.
But he hasn't made any communication.
If there be no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 64, case number 2015-080077, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Peter Ruiz and Jessica Bacon, 52 C Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, response not present. Court also Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence city composite one for proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 24th day of February 2015, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the second day of August 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board, and as of this morning, it's still in violation. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $100 a day plus $69 administrative costs to the city.
Are there any questions from board members?
I make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Our next case is AI 65, case number 2015-071454, the City of Palm Coast versus Phyllis Fields, 29 Selborne Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in the swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Court also Louis Mendes of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to have in the city composite one for improper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd day of July 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures followed in all cases. It came into compliance this morning, 4:20 this morning. A recheck of the property was conducted for Coldboard, and as I stated, it is in compliance. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case,
looks like he's buried up to his tire.
The city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative costs.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The last case is AI 67, case number 2015-070-016, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Gregory Bentley, 134 Whispering Pine Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, response not present. Court Officer Louis Mendes of the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into the city deposit one proof improper service along with photographs taken with the date, condition, and date of time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 14th day of November 2012, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 9th day of May 2013, a notice of violation was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 6th day of October 2014, notice of violation was issued upon reinspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 29th day of June 2015, given 1 day to comply. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Came into compliance July 6, 2015. A recheck of the property was conducted before the code hearing. The violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice issued for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, recurring, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 in the case.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Make a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Done.
Is there any unfinished business? Is there any old business? New business.
Mr. Chairman, it's come to my attention that there's a potential conflict of timing with our new attorney. I've polled the board members, and it appears that everyone would be agreeable to us changing our starting time to 10 a.m. According to Barbara, the meeting room in the new City Hall is available for us. So with this in mind, I move that we change our starting time for going forward for the code enforcement meetings to 10 o'clock as opposed to the 9 as present.
Are there any questions from the board members in reference to that?
The December cases have already been sent out, and it has 9 o'clock on it.
Can be adjusted. There's a month.
We would have to resend everything. January 1st is fine.
That'd be good.
New Year's Day?
Next meeting will still be at 9 a.m.
Starting.
The meeting afterwards will start at 10.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
The room is available, and lunch will be served at 12.
Yes, yes. Your budget's going to go right off the wall.
Okay, so as of January 1st, we'll change the meeting time to 10 a.m., and that will be in the new building, I believe, next month. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Do you have the address for that?
What, the new building?
I'll get it later.
The City Hall, yeah. City Police.
And a reminder to everybody that next month we vote on the chairman for 2016. So if you are interested, make sure that I'm aware of it.
Do you know where the theaters are, Comcast Theater?
Our next meeting will be in the new building on December 2nd, 2015. I hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn this meeting.
Adjourn.